Tom. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? All right, here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Snow on the farm today. It snowed last night. It was 8 degrees overnight. It's freezing cold. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. And if you want to share this broadcast, just go to USAprepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent, and it'll take you right to the podcast. Nathan is engineering the worldwide broadcast from Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
My pleasure.
Hey, Rick.
Happy New Year to you, Vincent.
Hey, Rick, thanks so much, and Happy New Year to you, Nathan, and our worldwide class. 2013 was kind of a lousy year. We had a lot of political turmoil. We had a lot of lies told to us. One of the lies that we're going to talk about today was what TEPCO lied about, and we said on this broadcast that Fukushima was the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. We said that the day after the event, and we're going to talk about that a little later in the broadcast. Rick, learning styles. I've watched people study for exams, study for college, study for high school, write papers with the radio on. Now, to me, the radio is a distraction. I'm not talking about classical music. I'm talking about country and western, rock and roll, talk radio. Is that universal that it's a distraction for all of us, or does it actually help some people be more creative?
Yeah, there have been some serious studies on this, and what has come out, what I ascribe to, is state function learning. Now, this means that you remember things the way you studied them. If you're in a panic, being distracted, that's where you're going to test best. If you are relaxed, took your time, eased into things, and everything's mellow and quiet, then you're going to do best there. However, if that's not how you studied, that's not how you're going to test best. And so it's called state function learning. The way you learn something is the way you remember it best. And so if you're panicky, then go into the test panicked. You'll do better.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I'll share that with our children who have to take tests every once in a while.
And everybody has a different style about that. You know, in fact, me, I'm turning into a grumpy old man, so I sit at my computer and turn into a sack. And that's because I'm not getting up enough. I'm just glued to the media things that all of my friends and fans and things like that are now sending me, and I can't keep up with it. When I say that, it's overwhelming. I'm supposed to write an article about Fukushima for Nexus Magazine, and I started it about a month and a half ago after I'd done the Kerry Cassidy thing. And what happened next was I started keeping a diary every day of the media articles that I get that I think are extremely important and, you know, coming across my radar. Now, I have limited vision. I'm not looking for joy. I'm not looking for feel-good, you know, know, family things. What I'm trying to do is more on a national physics point of view. That's why people key to me for that element of it. And so my diaries are a little skewed on what I consider important. And I've been watching my diaries evolve. And it's kind of frightening because every time I try to start this article, a new release comes out the next day on Fukushima or whatever that stops me in my tracks on the tack or the approach I'm going to try to write this article on. And I was told to scare everybody and then at the end leave some sort of hope, you know, positive spin on how you can protect yourself. And, of course, you saw the Turner Radio Network broadcast 2 days ago where they said, steam suddenly emanating from Fukushima reactor number 3. Now, what has happened is that TEPCO lied, and reactor 3 is in total meltdown right now and is going to produce a bunch of radioactive fog gas that's going to be released as we speak. It's being released. I've got pictures of it being released. It's exactly like Three Mile Island that created the havoc up and down the coast, the East Coast, after that event. This is going to hit the West Coast in several days. And when it does, it's going to be the worst in recorded history. How bad? Nobody has a clue yet. But I've got my nascent iodine and baking soda out and packed and ready to go. I will send you articles that you can post for your readers so they can read how they can defend themselves. And when you called me this morning, you said, are you going to move? Where would I go? There's no place to hide. Even underground isn't going to work that well. Mars might, but certainly there's no place to run. They're finding, from 2011, they're finding plutonium particulate in Colorado and Arizona. They're finding it. Now, that's from 2011. Now, you don't think that that isn't going to affect the food chain and the which kinds of animals get on that ark, the Noah's flood you're talking about? Let me tell you, by the time that ark gets built, who knows what kind of an animal is going to be climbing on, because it's already affecting birth defects in Japan. Less than 2 years ago, and here we are, right in the middle of it. And nobody, the major networks, are not real well, Turner Radio, but, you know, Turner isn't considered that big a deal, you know, like NBC or whatever. The thing is, whatever happened to Al Jazeera and Fox, and they're reporting it. Now we're starting to see it in the mainline, and I have to tell you that the West Coast of North America must be braced. Last time it happened, that big fog cloud went through, just before it hit Hawaii, it broke into two pieces, and Hawaii was saved. Small portion of it went to San Francisco. They got nuked. And the rest of it went up into Alaska, and that part up there now has showing anomalies with polar bear running around, big tumors and bear skin. It's going to be a new world, and our whole concept of what we call hygiene is going to change overnight.
Rick, I don't think you need to worry about scaring people in that Nexus article. I think you just did it right now. I'm serious.
Well, it's definitely not going to be the 1800s anymore. And so whether or not it's 3 minutes to midnight or 3 milliseconds to midnight, I have some. I have some bioremediation fun. It turns out, you know, they proposed growing hemp on the pot, on the soils to remediate toxins out of the soil, the radioactive material that has been gone up in steam, fallen down on the soil, and you have to grow pot to do it. That was one of the big ones. And what actually works even better is these pharmaceutical mushrooms like Agaricus, Blasii. Some of these mushrooms do an extremely good job. They're going to glow in the dark when you harvest the fruiting cap, and so you can't eat it. But you certainly could put it in a crater on the moon, because they've already dug a big hole for us, and then we'll start the moon starting to have little glowing spots on it that it'll radiate at night, and you can see, oh, look, the full moon with a full radiation. Ha, ha, ha. It's not funny. And actually, what turns out to be even better than Agaricus blasii is psilocybin mushroom. The psilocybin mushroom now appears to possibly be a way of cleaning the earth as one of the best plants out there that will actually pull that kind of crap out of the soil. You can't eat the fruiting cap, of course. It'll be a real weird high. but that's probably what we'll end up using the moon for. That's my guess.
So, Rick, when you talk about using hemp as a bioremediation agent, we're talking about the hemp systemically absorbing the radioactive...
it goes down with the tentacles in the root system into the soil and pulls out the radioactive material, pulls it into the plant, and causes the plant, of course, to burp. You know, it starts to glow. What a great new thing for, what do they call that big... the Emerald House, the stories, that's where they have all the best part of the world going in a big the Emerald contest. So Emerald Cup, that's what they call it, the Emerald Cup down in Growers. That's most likely going to be the crops of choice that will bioremediate once whatever remains on Earth tries to bring it back into true.
Well, Rick, help me understand this. So we bioremediate with hemp, and we grow hemp, we plant it. Now, the hemp is radioactive. Now,
that's correct. You won't be able to, what you'll do is put that in a big... That's what Germany has been doing for the last 20 years. They've been taking all the radiation byproducts from nuclear reactors. Look, it isn't about Fukushima anymore. Fukushima is a nightmare. But what Matt Stein wrote on the 400 Chernobyls, there are so many more nuclear reactors that are still on in your neighborhood, on fault lines and everything else. And guess what? They're all at least 20 years old or older and already leaking. That's why we're having the red guns. The lids all over the United States. You'll notice it's where the nuclear reactors are. They're all old. They're all leaking.
Okay, class, here's what we need to do. We need to get these all shut down. We need to get every nuclear reactor shut down, and we need to find a safe way to store the waste forever. Richard Allen Miller and I.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. If you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. Rick, you know, we're talking about Fukushima, and I've been wondering, all these chemtrails, have we been experimenting to see if we can shift the weather patterns so that we can drop the radiation elsewhere besides on the United States? And what I'm saying is I'm watching these chemtrails over the farm, and almost wherever I go, I see these chemtrails. It's coast to coast to coast. It's unbelievable. It's border to border all over the United States. I've never
it's
seen
it.
It's
all over the world, actually. Not okay. Just in the United States. They're doing it in Canada. They're doing it in Australia. They're doing it everywhere.
So are we all trying to shift it to someplace else? I mean, what I'm saying is, if we know that this radioactivity is airborne and we know it can travel far and wide, are we all trying to shift it someplace else? And they're trying to say, whoa, we'll do our own chemtrails and shift it back to you guys in the United States?
Or that's one dot that could be connected on the purpose of geoengineering. However, actually, in terms of shade and several other types of chemistries they're using, why they're using barium oxide and so on, I sent you a thing by Dr. Lenny, for you to post today, and you should. It's his links on what's inside Comet Izon. Now, basically, not Comet Izon, excuse me, I was just doing Comet Izon on another thing, so I got sidetracked. Barium oxide, Now, with that, what we're finding is that it absorbs water molecules in the atmosphere. That's what this chemistry is doing. And because of that, Grants Pass, where I live, which we had that weird freak snowstorm, 87 years since we've had that kind of weather and cold in my area, and yet the water table of our river, there is no snowpack on our mountains. There is no skiing. There is no snowpack. We normally, at this time of year, will have had an accumulation of 42 inches. We've had 16. Similarly, down in L.A., yesterday, it was 84 degrees. There is no question that it is affecting the weather globally. It is a United Nations project, and all countries are participating. If it is a false flag to bioremediate toxins in the atmosphere, like they want to take control of our water, privatization of water, I can tell you there's a fire brewing here that needs to be disclosed. I believe that that's happening as we speak. I am starting to see major networks now, like Fox News, whatever, Turner, whatever, mentioning these things to the public, like heads up. So I think it's an awareness now, and what has to happen now is that every single person listening to us get proactive. In some way or another, just say, oh, wow, well, I'll fix my cellar and blah, blah, blah. No, you have to do something more than that outside of yourself. And that is going to change everything. I'm writing about how the non-local mind works. And let me tell you, I just posted on Facebook an article on that I think I got it from Grace Thorne, that how your thoughts change your health by the water content. It's how you change the movie, and it's going to require every single person's thought form to change the collective unconscious, or this numinous part of man, the archetypal part of our mentat, in terms of love and health, and it's going to require everybody becoming proactive. And that includes the physical plane. That means you have to actually write that letter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Hey, Rick, I was buying a generator last night. I wanted a very
lucky
specific...
you. Where did you get that kind of? Oh, Chris, that's right.
Well, here's what I did. Rick,
you.
I'll tell you about what happened. And happened yesterday, right after the broadcast, through late last night. I'll tell you what I did, where I went, and what I bought. And more importantly, I want to tell you about a man I met and how he had the same kind of outlook that I have. We'll share that when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The freeze-dry guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was going to tell you the story about this generator. Now here at the farm, We have a generator. It's a really large one. It's a trailer mounted generator. So what I did was I assembled this trailer and I mounted our generator on it. And it's 25 kVA, which is huge. It will run everything in the house, in the farm, all simultaneously. No extension cords, and I've got a large cable that runs from the generator to a transfer switch. I just pull this big lever, and it switches everything from the utility to the generator power. Now, this generator is mounted on the trailer. The trailer attaches to a tractor, and there's a PTO shaft, a power takeoff shaft, that runs this generator. And to run at full rated output, it takes 40 PTO horsepower. That's an enormous amount of tractor to run this generator. So doing that would probably burn, at full rated output, maybe a gallon and a half an hour, maybe something like that. At typical output, I'd probably be running much less, maybe a half a gallon an hour. And I could hook it up to a small 20-horsepower tractor, and that's what I do, because I don't run it at full rated output. So anyway, I decided that what I really wanted to do was have a permanently attached generator as part of the system. And I found one, and I'll even recommend this particular type of generator to you as our class. It's a military surplus generator. I believe they cost about $18,000 for us taxpayers to buy these, maybe even more when they were new. And it's a model MEP-002A. It's 5 kilowatts, so it's 5,000 watts. So if you look at it, you say, wow, it's 5,000 watts. We can get some 10,000 watters, or 8,000 watters at Home Depot or Lowe's. Well, this will blow the doors off them. This thing is the size of a full-size refrigerator. It's that big. It weighs 1,000 pounds. And anyway, I'm going to mount this in our detached garage from the farmhouse, trench a cable in to our farmhouse where the transfer switch is, and I can have 275 gallons of diesel right next to it. And I can run this for a long, long time, on and off. And it's designed to be operated 24 hours a day. It's the kind of generator that you'd have for a military camp to power an entire camp. Now, here's the interesting part of that story. I went to buy it. It was a three-hour trip towards St. Louis. I bought it out there, and there was a guy waiting for me to buy this so he could then buy the earth-moving equipment from the seller. He wanted to buy the earth-moving equipment that was necessary to load this generator onto my trailer. And we got talking, and he came from Colorado, Rick. And he moved to Missouri from Colorado because he wanted to get away, from Colorado. And he wanted to go where he believed it was safer. So he figured out the same thing that I did independently. He moved from the west to the east toward Missouri, and I moved from the east of the east coast to west to Missouri. Anyway, I wanted to share that he had concerns about the economy, the world condition, the politics in the United States, and the social unrest that's probably coming our way. So, Rick, you said that there really is no safe place to
I don't think so. Once it's in the atmosphere, in the stratosphere, it's everywhere. And it'll be several years. The West Coast will be first, but it won't be the last. And really, what it's going to require is a totally different concept of our relationship to hygiene, just like when we discovered bacteria and the Black Plague. You know, it's like we're going to have a plague-like event, and that's going to kill a bunch of people. And there are ways of keeping clean, like you wash your hands before you cook. After you've handled meat, you wash your hands again. It's going to require a change in the way you behave in terms of hygiene. And once you follow those rules, then it's still going to be a bumpy ride.
Rick, when you talk about hygiene, soap is really important. And let's just talk about how soap works for a minute. My understanding of soap is what it does is it reduces the surface tension.
That's
of
correct.
Water.
It's called a surfactant. That's what it does. It's a wetting agent. It causes water to spread more, uniformly across things. That's why they use it in insecticides, because you don't need as much to get it out there.
Mm-hmm. So when you use soap class, what you're doing is providing a way for the germs, the bacteria, the radioactivity, the dirt, the grime, whatever it is that you're trying to remove from your body, the surface tension that holds that more in place is released so that that grime can be washed away. Now,
what
the grime still
need is an airlock where you run your home as clean room standards. You know, you have things that you wear outside, including gloves. They can be plastic gloves, you know, like surgical gloves, that kind of thing. But everything is covered, and then you have a decontamination room where you take everything off, you wash yourself, and then you walk in and redress just like you would in a laboratory or if you were in outer space. And that means you're going to have to plug holes in your house that normally egress in. What would that be? Well, your bathroom chute that goes up to equalize pressures and things like that is going to need a cap on it.
Rick, at the risk of being gross on the radio, I want to share this anyway. For anyone who goes outside, it would not be a good thing to put one's finger in one's nose after being outside. Right?
That's correct. That is the kind of concepts of hygiene that I'm now suggesting. It's going to change your habitat more than it's going to change you. Your habitat is you. Your body is less than 10% human cells, and the rest of it is a bunch of bacteria, viruses, and molds that are working with water transport processes, moving them around, having dialogue in your gut and wherever, you know, around your ear. There's all different kinds of habitats on your body, and those are going to change, and what you're trying to do is understand them well enough that you know how you need to change your diets. There are foods that you can eat. There are, you know, horsetail, shave grass, that it grows everywhere in your swampy areas. It pulls all that's, you know, you couldn't feed it to cattle because it'd give it equisitos, but you can use, for example, I'm going to see a day when you're no longer eating your cow, you're using your cow to move your generator.
Man, oh man.
Just like in the 14th century, and they walk around in circles. You're going to do a lot of begatting so that you have a lot of kids because the family nucleus is going to each be armed and dangerous, and that's how you're going to protect your generator.
Rick,
new world.
What you're saying is exactly what I'm thinking, and I'm acting upon it. And I didn't want.
There'll be communities like you right now with your radio free USA Prepares, you know, radio free Missouri or whatever you want to call it. Did you see that article that Grace posted about those girls that went into a Walmart with open weapons and everybody freaked?
That happened right near us, Rick. It happened in a Walmart very close to us.
What happened to you? I didn't get the backstory on all of that.
I'll tell you about that. You want to know what happened at our farm with the cops?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you about that in a second. But in that same Walmart that you're talking about where the two girls went in open carry, I walked in there. We needed to buy a battery, a large battery. My son called me, and he has a vehicle that has a battery in the trunk, and it's a very large international battery. And the only place that I could get one at that time was at the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart. So I went into Walmart and went in through the front door, and I went in as, you know, you see how how I'm dressed, Rick. I wear dark blue jeans, and I wear a long sleeve shirt that's usually pressed, and I have my tactical belt on, my combat boots. I have relatively short hair. I mean,
your brass knuckles out.
And sticking out of the butt end of my .45 is sticking out of my pants. Right? I don't wear it on a big holster. I just wear it tucked in
between your belt, just like in the movies.
Yeah. It's right at my side. And so I was at this very same Walmart buying the battery and paying for it, and the the technician, the tire, battery, and lubrication technician slash clerk at the register said to me, boy, it's a good thing you came in through the side door because they don't like that stuff around here. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, you got a gun there. And I go, yeah. And he said, well, you know, they really frown upon that. And I said, well, that's a problem for them because it's not posted at the door that you
can't
bring one in.
If it isn't posted, you have the right.
That's exactly. In Missouri, that is the law. So if you don't want guns to come into your establishment, you have to post it, unless it's like a church or a government building, because government buildings, they want to make sure that they're the only ones that have guns. But as far as the rest of us, if you go into a restaurant that sells less than 50% of its sales in alcohol, you can bring your gun in there, too. Open carry. Open carry, perfectly legal, no permit required, as long as you're allowed to have a firearm, a handgun, meaning you're not a felon. You can bring a gun lots of places, and I do. And I open carry to let people know that it is perfectly legal. There are a few bozos that don't get it, and they give me a hard time, but that is very, very rare. And then I explain to them the way it really works. So I've gotten as many compliments as I've gotten complaints for carrying open. Now, that was at that very same Walmart where those girls were shown the door and given a very hard time for open carrying in Walmart. And I suggest more of us do it. I suggest more of us carry open, if it's legal, wherever you are, and demonstrate that, you know what, we are armed. We are armed. And I think crime will continue to go down where we do that. Because it's not been a crime when we were carrying open at Ziggy's. The only time they had a problem with it, with crime, was when we worked there. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today you've got?
Take my.
When you go to the season
for 2 seconds. During
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rick, you want to know what happened with the police visiting our farm?
Yeah, I heard something happened.
Well, okay, here's what happened. You know, our son is over 20 years old. He's over 21, really. And he had some friends when he attended high school. He was homeschooled all of his life except for the last 4 years. He decided he wanted to try going to school and see what that was like. So he has some friends from high school. And one of them went to the U.S. Marines and was stationed in Japan. And he was back from his tour of Japan, and he went to training, 8 months of training for bomb detection, bomb sniffing, with his dog. And so our son wanted to visit him because he hadn't seen him in quite a while. And this young man lives in Lebanon, Missouri. We're about 20 miles away. Lebanon is where we have the Get Prepared Expo. So our son drove out, and a couple of the guys wanted to get together and see each other. Hadn't seen each other for a while. And we have a rule in our house that nothing good happens after midnight. So we've always had a curfew at our home for everybody. That we need to be home before midnight. So the curfew for our son, even though he's 21, is 11 o'clock. And that's the latest it's ever been. And it's still enforced because of nothing good happens after midnight. Anyway, so our son was coming home, and he got home around 11 o'clock, as he should. And he told me, he came up to me and he said, "Hey, Dad, something really weird's going on. There are four police cars in our little hamlet where we live." There's only 100 people that live in this little town in Missouri where we live just outside of town. The town has 100 people in it. There are three businesses there. There's a farm supply, a general store that has no customers, and a post office. That's it. And there are at the most 10 houses on this main drag. Rick, you've been through this. I mean, yeah. On the way from the farm to the expo, there's nothing there, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? There's nothing there. Am I exaggerating?
Well, no, it's rural.
Yeah. Okay. So, 4 police cars in town is a lot. One police car in town is unusual, highly unusual. 4 of them is a spectacle. Anyway, one of these cop cars flew up on my son's tail and followed him home right on his bumper. Now, that guy should have been stopped and arrested for reckless driving. I'm talking about the cop. Anyway, so my son just, you know, drove home, and after a while, the cop turns off and goes looking for some other target, I guess. And so our son told us about this, or told me about it, and I was really surprised, and I thought, this is just not right. Something really strange is going on. Well, we talked about it for a half hour, and then I went to bed, and my son came running up to our room. Now, my wife was in Virginia with our son, who had just had major surgery, and so she was with him. She stays at the hospital. Normally, all of us would stay, except I had to take care of the farm.
Your grandma was there. I mean, your mom.
And my mom was here with me. But
yeah.
So our son came up to the room. He said, "Dad, there's a cop car in our driveway." Now, Rick, you've been on our driveway. It's a long, lonely driveway. It's a third of a mile long. There's no reason why anybody should be coming back here, right? I mean, isn't that what you would expect? Why would anybody want to come?
Pretty mellow, yeah. It's pretty laid
yeah.
back.
And we live on a dirt road. So you drive a mile on a dirt road, and then you turn off the dirt road onto our private driveway, which is another gravel driveway, and that's another third of a mile. So you really have to want to be there. And there's not a lot of signs that say, you know, Finelli lives here. There aren't. There are no signs that say Finelli lives here. Our name's not even on the mailbox.
That's right.
Anyway, this guy is here, and I'm ready, and our son's ready, and I look out the window, and he's made his survey of our property, and he's leaving. And when we come back, Rick, I'll tell you the rest of the story, which is really fascinating, as to what this was all about. Why the police were at USAPrepares.com, at the farm. Why were they visiting us? Interesting story. We'll tell it when we come back, right after the top of the hour news and commercial announcement. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, we'll be right back.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.